Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Will Johnson, UnitesAmericaFirst.com, riding with me again, my producer, Shannon. And we are talking about America. Time is running out for America. Seriously, is time running out for America, you know? So I'm still catching up from my sleep from my trip to D.C., but, you know, it's not enough time in a day to get everything done and constantly working. But welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Thursday.
Yes.
So now everyone is talking about President Trump and his interview, or his debate with the 60-minute person, Leslie. It wasn't an interview at all. She was debating him and trying to call him out, saying everything that he has achieved, you know, the things that he have accomplished was not true. She asks a question, he gives an answer, and she argues with him about it.
Yeah, I wonder how many times she said that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said it quite a bit.
That's not true. Yeah, it is true. For example, during the interview, President Trump brought up the fact that the economy was the greatest in the history of this country, and this is all before the pandemic took place. And she was arguing with him saying, no, it wasn't. Well, yes, it was, 100%. So for her to come out and try to argue with President Trump during an interview, what happened to 60 Minutes? Are they credible any longer?
You know, I don't even know, but that woman, it was actually, you talked about her saying that when he said we have the greatest economy in history, she commented, not true. There's actually an article on UniteAmericaFirst.com that actually has a little clip of that interview when she said that. Yeah, and he said, you know, well, ultimately, let me tell you, it was happening. We created the greatest economy in history of our country. And the other, and here's the thing. They're saying that the coronavirus, instead of saying the coronavirus dictated this economy, what's happened this past, you know, 9 months, they're saying Trump did it. Like, Trump's the reason why the economy failed. How idiotic is that?
100%.
I think people are seeing through
it. It's like children.
It is. It's like,
you did this. And I'm like, really?
And I love Trump's response. He says, it was China. The virus came from China.
Exactly. He says it quite often. And I think they hate it because he says that. But that's where it came from. Like, you know, the Ebola virus came from the Ebola River, and then the Spanish flu came from Spain, you know. So,
yeah, and, you know, it's funny, in the interview she brought up still getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of unemployment claims. And of course, you know, we're coming out of the coronavirus. I think the worst part of it, of course, there are still some states that are experiencing spikes, but as President Trump explains, the reason why we're seeing large numbers in certain areas is because there's more testing happening, right? Like, everybody's getting tested for it. And so we do see numbers. And even he said that's a complicated thing. There's a lot to it, because we know that some people didn't have it, but then it came back and said they were tested positive, and they're like, no, it was a false positive. Or, I mean, it's just crazy, right? I mean, the whole thing's crazy. But
China.
But he said, listen, we just added 11.6 million jobs. He's like, that's the biggest increase in America history in a short period of time. And she would not acknowledge it.
Well, she did at one point because he said it
was. Well, she did say that's true.
Yeah, well, 56%, right? He was saying 50, if I'm not mistaken. No, that was related to something else. But, yeah, you know, he straight up said it, and she kind of like, yeah, but she blew him off and didn't want to, you know, drill. President Trump wanted to drill down into it. But she kind of was just blowing him off because anything that's going to make him look good, she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, she just wanted the point that still hundreds of thousands of people are filing unemployment. And he's like, yeah, but we just added all these jobs. They're coming back. Literally saying those unemployment claims will soon go away because the economy is coming back, but they don't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to play some of this. This is from the interview, and let's just play some of it, then we'll talk about it.
Let me ask you what you think your the biggest domestic priority is for you right now.
Well, ultimately, I'll tell you, it was happening. We created the greatest economy in the history of our country, and the other side
you
was
know
coming
that.
In.
You know that's not true.
It is totally true.
No.
Virtually every number was the best. We had the best economy ever, and what was happening is things were coming
well,
together.
Well, I asked you, what's the priority? I mean, those are all the good things.
The
what do you
priority
have to
now
sell?
Is to get back to normal, get back to where we were, to have the economy rage and be great with jobs and everybody be happy, and that's where we're going, and that's where
and,
we're heading.
And who is our biggest foreign adversary?
I would say China. They're an adversary. They're
the
a competitor. They're a foe in many ways, but they're an adversary. I think what happened was disgraceful. Should never have happened. They should never have allowed this plague to get out of China and go throughout the world. 188 countries. Should never have happened.
It should have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And, you know, not to get into it, but the CDC and or especially the WHO knew about it in 2019, in November 2019. I remember seeing small reports coming out about it in 2019, during the end of 2019. And the WHO knew about it. If I knew about it, they had to have known about it. And they didn't prevent it from spreading.
Yeah, I think at one point we actually had a report about that on our website where we said who didn't know about it. They did not react quick enough. In fact, that's one reason why President Trump wanted to defund them. He was like, listen, who knew about it? The World Health Organization, and they didn't do anything about it. So he's like, what's the purpose of this organization if they're not going to protect the world from viruses like what came out of China?
China.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he actually, you know, withdrew a lot of money that was going to them. And after that, then they kind of like, oh, we need to do right. They should have done right. But
you know, it's interesting, though, that she asked who do you feel like is our biggest
foe,
right? And the media constantly asks Trump this because what they want Trump to say is Russia.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they see Russia as the biggest foe. And be honest with you, Russia made a deal with the devil, Hillary Clinton. And the devil wanted came to collect, but the devil, but Russia didn't go along and work with the devil. And then they all of a sudden they got upset with Russia because during that time, Russia was doing the uranium deal with the devil, and no one's had any issues with that. They still don't even want to acknowledge that. But now, when Russia didn't do exactly what the devil wanted, that's when they started blaming everything on Russia. And the devil in this case being the Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. There was some other interview, I forget. Oh, it was with Barr. Remember they had that interview with Barr, and they were asking Russia, who do you think is our biggest foe? Who do you think is the biggest problem with, you know, as far as it goes with election interference and stuff like that? And do you remember what Barr said?
No.
He said, from all the information I am seeing, the biggest problem is China.
Yeah, I remember that. He was on with Blitzer.
Right. It's like Biden doesn't even want to acknowledge that China is our biggest problem because he wants to work with them, right?
Well, actually, him, his son, they have dealings
right.
with China.
There's
been pictures with Biden coming out with pictures with the leader from China. Mm. There's so many backdoor deals that were done during the Obama administration that they want to cover it up. And they have big tech. They have the mainstream media all colluding together to hide the corruption of the Biden crime family.
You know what? That's a good bridge way to talk about another thing that they talked about in that interview, Leslie and Trump. It is Trump brought up, you know, because it was really kind of argumentative, right? They were arguing with each other, right?
It was a debate, yeah.
He was trying to say, this is what I've done. And she said, no, that's not true. And then she would say literally a false statistic or a false story. And he'd say, well, that's not true. Trump said, he's like, listen, I wish you would give Biden these hardball questions and conversations that I do instead, that I get instead when he's coming out of an ice cream shop, instead of taking the opportunity to ask him about his son's dealings and the corrupt emails, you ask him what flavor he got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump's like, I want those questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, seriously. And then she was like, whether the laptop hasn't been, you know, verified. And he goes, it's been verified 100%. And she's arguing with the president of the United States as if he doesn't have the information coming from the FBI. You know they're reporting it to him. They have to.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny. There's a lot of stories coming out about this Biden story, right? And there's a lot of people on the Democrat side that's trying to do damage control. There's a lot of people on the conservative side that's trying to get the story out, right? Well, today there was one of the people that was named in the email.
What, this is one of the emails that they found on the laptop?
He's a former whistleblower. His name's Tony Bobulinski. He said that he provided some of the devastating documents concerning the Biden family. He came out and said, listen, he was coming out to confirm the authenticity of the documents. He's saying that this isn't misinformation, as Shifty Shift is coming out and trying to say. And these documents that they have include texts, they include emails, and it actually supposedly, right, we haven't seen them, supposedly even implicates Joe Biden, saying that he knew about it. This guy comes out and he says, listen, I know that Joe knew about it as well. I was in on some of these conversations. He knew some of the dealings with China. So, you know, it's so frustrating how the media can just dismiss it and say, oh, there's nothing there. Oh, it's not true. Schiff came out and said that it looked like it was Russia interference, that somehow they put it on his laptop or planted it on his laptop. FBI actually came out and said no, that what Schiff said is not true. I mean, it's crazy, dude. And people get it.
People buy right into it. People buy right into it. And Adam Schiff straight up lies, and no one knows the difference, right? And they count on people not paying attention. They count on people not paying attention. They count on people listening to Adam Schiff and not getting the actual information. It's the same thing that happened during the impeachment. Remember Adam Schiff, he went on and he got the transcript, and he did a parody. Mm-hmm. He spent, I think it was, 45 minutes, or I forget how long it was, but he spent the entire time doing a parody.
Talk about misinformation, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's lying to Congress and to the American people.
Yeah.
See, when someone does that,
because he added things that he felt like Trump.
But that's what I'm saying. He's doing. He's yeah. Because later
Trump
on, because later on, he said, "I was just doing a parody." No, you were telling people this is what Trump meant to say.
Yeah.
This is what he was actually saying.
Right.
And just blatantly lying. You know what? When you do that and you're a member of Congress and you blatantly lie like that, the people can no longer trust you. You should automatically be removed. What kind of society have we become to where people blatantly lie to the American people and we just say, well, okay, he was just doing a parody? No. No.
Well,
if us as American citizens went before Congress and we did a parody, they would call us and say that we were lying, we were in contempt, we would go to jail. There's such a double standard here. They are not kings and queens, and I wish someone would tell them that.
You know, it's interesting because another part, people, if you have not listened to this interview with Leslie from 60 Minutes and President Trump, you got to listen to it. It's so beyond ridiculous. But in the interview, he also said, you know, when she was saying that the claims about Hunter Biden were not, they couldn't prove it, there was no proof. She also said that when Trump said that they spied on his campaign, she said that wasn't true. She literally
yeah.
said, I said, what? I mean, I'm sitting here listening to this woman go, come on, they've already had evidence saying that the dossier was fake. They have a fake email that created the dossier. They now have proof that Hillary Clinton literally wanted to take.
She funded the
She wanted to take the pressure off of her from her emails,
right.
And they wanted to create this false narrative that Trump was colluding with Russia. This has all come out.
And that's what I was saying.
She's saying, "Oh, that's not true. That can't be proved. That's not." And he's like, the papers are right down there. I mean,
What I was saying earlier. The Clintons the Russia was working with the devil. And the devil wanted Russia to go ahead and agree to saying that Trump was colluding with them. Russia didn't do that, so
can
they got mad. So now they're blaming everything on Russia.
Can you prove that he made a deal with the devil? I mean, how do you know that, Will? Do you have proof?
No, I said Russia was Russia made the deal with the devil.
Oh, you're talking about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
sorry.
she's the devil in this case. You know, I mean, seriously. But just like they're saying that. The whole CCP virus didn't come from China. They're even saying that because when President Trump would say it,
China,
they're saying that it didn't happen from there either. And of course, we all know it came from
China.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, it's funny because we don't even talk about China anymore. We don't even talk about where the virus came from or how it all came about. All they want to talk about is how Trump failed the American people. And in this interview, Trump even said, listen, you could go back and look. They said at this point we'd have 2.2 or 2.3 million people dead.
Yep.
And we don't. And he said, you know why? Because I did a good job. I love it when he says that. I did a good job. I did a great job, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. And she goes, no,
sending down the borders early.
Yeah, and then she's arguing with him about the great job that he's done. You know? And then on top of that, the whole laptop issue. Now, granted, the laptop issue is something that is not going to change the outcome of the election, in my opinion. People know the corruption. Anyone that sees the laptop information is coming out and hadn't been paying attention, it may affect them.
I don't know, because even it's funny because Leslie brought that up too. She kind of wanted to dismiss it. And he pretty much said, why wouldn't people care about this information? I mean, you're talking about somebody that's running for president that could possibly be corrupt.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
That's what
I'm saying. People who haven't not decided when they see this and they talk about corruption and they're in all this time, this is people who still have a couple brain cells left that's going to, think for themselves. And they haven't decided, which I'm not sure how you're at this point right now and you haven't. But anyways, there are a few. I'm talking about those that we'll look at this and say, Biden is trying to be the president of the United States, and he has all this corruption that's falling all around him, and then he's nowhere to be found. Take 5 days off, and then they give the excuse of he's preparing for a debate.
Right.
5 days?
Yeah.
5 days?
Yeah,
he's had 47 years, people.
Right. Like, if he has to prepare this much for President Trump, this is
ridiculous.
Goodness. I mean, come on. You should already, if he is so.
If he's ready to take charge day one, he
right.
should be ready to go in 47
right.
minutes, let alone 47
you're not
years.
Have, just give me a week to deal with Putin. I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm
exactly.
going to my bunker and prepare for Putin because I got to talk to him in a few days.
Come on, man.
That's not how it works, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this is ridiculous. And the sad thing is, I have never, ever seen where a vice president or a candidate of the vice president, I'm sorry, I can't even get it out. I almost want to feel like Kamala is running for office is what I want to say because
no,
she's doing more.
No, that's you're
than
absolutely
that.
It.
Don't, she's
you're,
doing
you're,
more than
you're spot on. You're spot on. She is the
is.
One. She's the one on the top of the ticket. He's just there riding along as a figurehead.
Yeah, he shows up every once in a while.
Right.
But she's really the one out there. And yesterday, Obama got out there.
Oh, he had this
huge
rally. Did you see it?
Yeah, I think it was like 40 cars or something like that.
Well, they had another one that was huge. It was 8 people.
Oh, there's 8 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this isn't the first time we heard from Biden. I mean, from Obama. I think Obama's going to really start hitting the trail the next couple of weeks to get.
No, I mean, we have less than 2 weeks. So we're 11 days out now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the next 11 days, I think he's going to hit it hard. Maybe try to appeal to some of the people that they still haven't voted for Biden, but voted for him.
I mean, he wouldn't even endorse Joe Biden.
I know he didn't.
Until it was like, you know, there's no one else, Mr. Ex-President. You kind of have to, like, endorse him now.
To be honest with you,
no
Kamala Harris didn't even like Biden.
No.
She thought he was
Biden
a liar.
Biden was
she said
racist.
She believed...
No, wait a minute. Listen, Biden was racist during,
according to her.
Yeah, during,
right.
the, during the debates.
He sure was. And actually, she said, hashtag believe the woman, for all the women that came out and said that he sexually assaulted them. What was that lady's name? I forgot. Of course, we swept it under the rug. But she said she believed that woman. You know, the Democrats actually have an identity crisis themselves, right? They just want to be put in power. And however they feel that avenue is or that path is, they'll ultimately take. And right now, for some reason, they think Biden is the path. I can't believe it. I can't believe that he is actually could potentially be president of the United States. People,
you know how horrible that sounds? I mean, that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden walking through the doors of the White House for this country. Yeah. Even if even for those that don't like President Trump, they don't even realize how terrible that is.
They really don't. You know, it's interesting. There's a poll that comes out every single day. You know, they poll people every single day. Who they poll, I don't know. But anyways, there's a new poll out that came out today saying that President Trump is now up 52%. He has a 52% approval rating among voters. That's a good thing ahead of the debate tonight, but I don't know. Debates always make me nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping that – now, I have to admit.
Trump always does good in the last one. So
I have to admit, the first debate, Trump came out swinging a little too hard, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. He came out swinging a little too hard. And that it did make him look a little bullish.
Bullish,
if I can say that, real aggressive. I think he should just go out and allow Joe Biden to, you know, show everyone who he really is, right? And I'm wondering if they're going to, you know, check for earpieces or anything like that.
I
haven't heard anything about it this time, but, you know, you have to question it.
They're going to shut mics off this time, though. You know,
it's only for the 2-minute opening for each topic. And then after that, they're going to turn
fair
up.
Game.
Then it's fair game.
I know.
Seriously, but you know, for them to let's just talk about the debate, because tonight the debate, this is the last debate, and Joe Biden, you know, had 4 or 5 days to prepare for this debate. It has nothing to do with, you know, the last. It's just really convenient.
Has nothing to do with his 47 years in politics. He had to take 5 days off.
Yeah, exactly. And it had nothing to do with, you know, all of a sudden his laptop coming up, you know, coming to the surface. It had nothing to do with that. It just conveniently around the same time. But this debate is actually should show the American people that Joe Biden is not. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. If anything, they should have got Kamala Harris to try to debate President Trump. I mean, seriously.
Well, you know what? I think maybe that's why they took 5 days, because they knew he couldn't do it. He needed to be prepped for this.
He has had 47 years.
You know.
And this is his third attempt on trying to become president. How much more prep time do you need? I'm just kind of curious. If 47 years is not enough and you have to take off 5 days, so that no media, nothing can talk to you, then you should be. It's really questionable if you can actually run the country.
I don't think he can run the country. I don't think he will run the country. We absolutely know that if Biden gets in there, he will not be able to do 8 years. The man is, what, 77 years old? So we're looking at a one-term president, even if he makes it the full one term. And if Kamala Harris becomes president, that would just be a nightmare.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
you know, even during the debate when
she does not impress me. If anything, she laughs a lot more now because she wants to look friendly and personable and stuff. But she's not a nice person.
No. Well, you know, they told her that she needs a smile because, I mean, it's obvious that her you know, the Joe Biden campaign told her that she needs a smile. And on top of that, during the last debate, the only debate between her and Vice President Mike Pence, she straight up said that what she implemented in Oakland is what she wants to implement across the country. That should terrify everybody.
Well, I don't remember that. She said that in the debate.
Yeah, she said that during the debate, and that should terrify everybody when she said that. I'm like, my goodness. I'm like, no, no. She actually, there was two black males that were on death row, and come to find out they had DNA evidence that would have cleared them, and she would not release that evidence until after both of them were executed. And they were free. They would have been free.
Yeah, she's
and that's what she wants to implement across the country. I don't think so.
Well, a lot of people won't hear that story. They won't hear it because they're not. The Democrats aren't going to put that out. They're just like the media is not putting out the information about Hunter Biden. But here's the scary thing: the Democrats have been so good about getting the message out to vote. A lot of places that are reporting party, because in some states, in most states, people register by party, right? You register as a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. Well, here in Texas, you don't. You just register to vote. But in the states where registered, where they show people that are registered to vote, Democrats have voted already. In early voting, 11 million Democrats have voted. Republicans, there's only been 5,755,000. Now, this isn't including Texas. It's not including some other states, apparently, where they don't register as one party or another. So, and Texas actually has had the most amount of people that have voted so far. They've had 5,875,000 people vote. California is right behind them with 5,163,000 voting. Literally, Texas seems to me to be a battleground state.
Yeah.
You and I live here in Texas. There's such a tug of war between Democrats and Republicans. Literally, the people that were born and raised here in Texas, a lot of them feared that a lot of these people coming in from liberal states like California, Washington, New York would come to their state and ruin it. And they really have. They've really made a huge move here in Texas.
Well, Texas is not looking like Texas any longer, especially like around Austin area.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I go out my front door and there's a BLM sign across the street. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And for those that are listening that don't know, I'm a black male and I have to walk out my door and I see a BLM sign, and the people that have the BLM sign in the yard, they're white.
They're young white people,
And I'm like, how? I'm like thinking to myself, look at this picture. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to say it out loud. I want to go tear that sign up. I really do. Because I don't want to have to walk out my door and see a BLM sign, which, you know.
Will actually has 5 BLM signs around the houses around him.
Yeah. Just signs everywhere. And the way I see it, I'm like looking at all these signs in the yard, and I'm like thinking, man, I can't wait until Halloween's over with, then they can take all these Kamala Harris Biden signs out.
Oh, yeah.
If you get my drift.
Yeah, it's funny that the Biden signs are scarier than Halloween decorations. I got what you're saying there. But, yeah, listen, people, you need to get out and vote, right? Democrat, Republican, whatever, you need to get out and vote. But from some of the reporting that they're doing, it looks like the Democrats have come out the gate really, really strong. We need conservatives to wrap it up strong.
Yeah, people just need to go out and vote. I mean, that's the most important thing. Let me play a little bit more of this interview from the 60 Minutes, because I think it's well worth talking about and getting a more take on it. Because President Trump, I love the way he handles these people, because all of them are against him, right? And what's really amazing is that the liberal media and even the Democrats thinking that that all Americans are against Trump when it's not true, because they live in their little bubbles. They live in their little world, and they believe that they have all the answers and what they say is right. So let's listen to some of this.
Who called Dr. Fauci and other health officials idiots?
I wonder if Dr. Fauci said don't wear masks. I feel masks possibly work, but certainly you want to stay away a certain distance, socially distance, etc. But I would say a mask works, and I have nothing against masks, and I tell people to wear masks. I have
no
problem.
Then about these rallies you've been having.
A lot of people are wearing
people,
masks,
a
and
lot
they're
of
outside.
People are. I'm watching all these people jamming together, and I'm seeing most of them without masks. And I'm wondering the message that you're sending with these pictures coming up.
Take a look. Yesterday, we were in Arizona, record-setting rallies, numbers of people like nobody's seen before. Many, many masks. I watched.
What? You use that bigger.
No, these are much bigger than I ever had. You're so negative. You're so negative. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had.
Yeah, see, that's the part I really want to go. You're so negative. You're so negative. And these are huge rallies with the pandemic going on, and he's still bringing in crowds with the, of these this magnitude, and she doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, instead of acknowledging that Trump is bringing in these huge crowds, which she even tried to kind of hit him below the belt and say that they aren't as big as they used to be, which we know that's not true, because look at all the rallies going on, and Trump's not even there. You have 35,000 people show up for a Trump train rally, and Florida, Latinos and stuff showing up for rally, and Trump's not even there. So
yeah, Latinos, Cubans, Hispanics, and they all come together.
Right, but her
30,000 plus vehicles, and right. Trump's not even there. And you see Biden, they have 100 vehicles. And then what's really crazy, that's the one the media will cover, the 100 vehicles of Biden, but not the 30,000 on President Trump.
But you know what is so ridiculous to me is these – the media, the Democrats, are obsessed with these masks. They're obsessed with them. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know what? Because
China.
That's exactly what it is. I wish President Trump would just come out and say, look, if you want to wear the mask, wear the mask, which he actually has. I wish he would add to it is this: says, look, we are in the United States of America. We have the U.S. Constitution. If you don't want to put something on your body, the government is not going to tell you to put something on your body. And they'll come back around and say, well, you need to do it for safety and security. There's been many doctors that the big tech companies and the liberal media will not acknowledge. They come out and say, the mask do not stop you from getting any kind of virus.
Right. And President Trump told her, he said, listen, we handed out masks to all the people. They wear them or they don't wear them.
She wants President Trump to force.
She wants him to get up there and say, everybody, put your mask on. That's what she wants. She kept pushing for that.
Right.
Why aren't you getting up there? Why aren't you telling them to put their mask on? And he's like, I mean, you know what? These people are adults out there in his audience. If they don't want to put a mask on, they know what the consequences could be.
And they're outside.
Right?
They're outside. That's the whole point. You know, when I was in D.C.
Well, she followed up with, you know, the thing for Barrett was in the Rose Garden as well. All those people got sick.
No.
So she was kind of saying,
but
well,
that doesn't mean
this was outside too.
That doesn't mean that's where they got it. That doesn't mean that's where it happened. It just so happened.
Well, part of the event went inside.
Part of the event was inside. But they're out. When you're outside, you know, it's one thing. And if you're going to a place of a business establishment and they saying, well, you know, we just kindly ask you to wear a mask, that's another.
Well, let me ask you this, Will.
Let me say this, guys. I was just in D.C., and when I was there in D.C., I didn't wear a mask when I'm outside. I mean, because I'm outside, you know. There's no need to wear a mask when you're outside, and that's what President Trump is saying. And I can't tell you I would go to these liberal rallies that they were having in front of the Supreme Court, and people would come up to me and say, "Do you want a mask?" And I'm like, "No, thank you." Or I would just say, "I have one." And they said, "Well, can you put it on now?" And I would say, "No, I can't." And they go, "Why can't you?" And I would respond in saying, hashtag, I can't breathe. And they would just look at me. "What do you mean, hashtag, I can't breathe?" "Yeah, I can't breathe. I'm outside walking around. It makes it a little difficult to breathe. And I don't want to hinder my breathing while I'm outside."
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I talk to a lot of people, me included. I cannot breathe in those days. I mean, it gets difficult at some point, especially when you're walking around. You know, it's crazy. And as soon as I come out of a store, I follow the rules for people, you know, and the stores, because I don't want to make a scene, whatever. But as soon as I come out of that store, let me tell you what, that mask comes off and I'm like, fresh air, please.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's healthier that I take my mask off where I can breathe.
Well, I mean, there's been many doctors that even came out and saying it's not healthy to wear.
But you know what's going to happen? You know, we talk about, you know, what's going to happen to America. And Biden said he's going to make masks mandatory.
Yep. Yep.
China.
That's what it's all coming down from.
Let me ask you this. For the most part, masks are mandatory, right? For the most part, you can't go in a store. You can't go in a movie theater. Restaurants are probably maybe like the iffy place, right, because people take their masks off to eat.
Well, unless you're in California, then you can you have to put your mask on in between bites.
That's true. But if masks were supposed to work and everywhere we go, pretty much masks are mandatory, then why are people getting sick? Are masks really working?
Exactly. And
I mean, tell me that hundreds of thousands of people are getting sick because they're not wearing masks. That's not true. They are wearing masks. So how are they getting sick? That's my question.
And it was actually a study, and President Trump actually brought it up, that 85% of the people that got sick, they were wearing a mask.
Consistently.
85% of them were wearing a mask. So exactly, how does it prevent? It doesn't prevent anything. And they didn't want to try to say the droplets. What a lot of doctors already said, that the droplets that are so small, they get through. It's just like you're trying to stop a water hose from not getting to the other side of a chain link fence.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, we're not doctors, but, you know, in the interview, Leslie from 60 Minutes brought up that in the mountain areas, a lot of cases of the coronavirus have gone up. Right. Well, a lot of these places, you know, they didn't have the big numbers like people in bigger cities did, you know, like Texas, you know, Dallas and New York, of course. Of course, California has some big numbers. But now that we're opening America back up, all these people that were locked up are going back to school because places like Arkansas, they opened up schools 100% right away. Right. They didn't have the cases that other states had. And of course, some people started getting sick. What they don't take into account is when you're locked up for such a long period of time, and doctors have verified this. I'm not a doctor once again. You and I are not doctors.
You're Dr. Mom, though.
It's almost common sense, though, right? Your immune system gets broken down. So what happens every school year at the beginning of school year?
People get sick consistently, right? Throughout history.
Right. They get sick. You take a baby that is going to daycare for the first time, they're going to get sick.
Yep.
Right? It helps build up their immune system. Same thing when all these people go back to work, when they go back to school, it's going to happen. And guess what? The virus isn't going away. We already know that. A virus is a virus. It's here to stay. There's no way. Even the vaccine. They said, Fauci even said, even the vaccine is not going to make it go away 100%. It hasn't been able to make the flu and pneumonia go away 100%.
Right, exactly. Even the common cold hasn't gone away and is not going to. That's the amazing thing about all of this. And then you have all of these, like I keep bringing it up, all of these doctors that the mainstream media and the big tech companies refuse to acknowledge is because they all work together. They're colluding with each other to shut down anything that has alternative information or alternative view than they do. And it's all being pushed from
China. China.
100%.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you this, Will. Let's say, God forbid, that, well, I mean, like I said, you vote for whoever you want, but let's say Biden wins. What kind of America do you see if Biden wins versus the America you see if Trump wins?
Well, we already know if Biden wins, let's just say Biden wins, Kamala Harris, Biden ticket wins, okay? If that's the case, then all of the religious freedoms that the American people have will go away unless you adopt to their new way of thinking.
Right.
Now, there's a movement that where people are trying to change what Christianity is about. To give a great example on that, and it's all related, the Pope just came out and said that he's for same-sex marriage.
Oh, absolutely. And Democrats
union.
Agree with it.
And the Democrats are like, this is wonderful.
Right.
So a lot of Democrats that hear the Pope say this, knowing that it just gave them a confirmation or
empowers their movement.
Empowers them to even vote for a particular person.
All right.
You know, so.
And by the way, Biden said that LGBT rights, along with abortion, is one of his top priorities, along with
that's
climate
on his website,
change.
Correct?
Right. Absolutely. This isn't anything. You could go to his website. I mean, he's even said it. He's going to make Roe versus Wade law of the land, right? They said that he will be the most aggressive for LGBTQ rights. He has said that. It's on his website as well. There's a lot of racial, how do you say it? He really is going to drive.
You're talking about Biden.
He calls it racial equality. But here's the thing. Here's the scary thing about some of these agendas, LGBT, abortion, even racial ones, is sometimes we say we're protecting one group, but we actually are taking rights and freedoms away from another group, right? So they're going to take Christianity's right to say we don't believe in LGBT. They're actually going to force it onto us, saying that you can't preach it from the pulpit, that's wrong, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then, and let's say racial relations, they're going to say that white people, I mean, Kamala Harris is for reparations, even though my family wasn't even here during slavery. My family is from Italy and Yugoslavia. I'm only third generation Italian here in the United States. My family didn't participate in it, but yet because I have a white skin color, I will be punished. So you see what I'm saying? Even though we say in the name of righteousness, we want to, you know, protect these rights, but then we're sacrificing another person's rights. The Democrats don't draw that line, right? They don't see the fine line between that.
Well,
because they feel like they're justified in their agenda.
Well, of course. And to go back to, you know, what your question was, what does America look like? That's why we titled this is time running out for America? And time is running out for America because the Democrats have already demonstrated what they want to do to America. Look no further than Seattle. Look at Portland. Look at Atlanta. Look at Oakland. Look at San Francisco. Look at L.A. Look at Detroit. Look at New York. Look at Chicago. They have already demonstrated what they want to do to this country. Biden wins, they're going to feel empowered to go after Trump supporters. Kamala Harris, as they've already called it out. They're going. You're talking about.
Yeah, she said civil unrest will not end.
Yeah.
Civil unrest will not end.
Especially if Trump wins, they said civil unrest. But if they win, it's going to become socialism overnight and then go straight to communism. Go straight to communism.
So we have a question here. It says, what makes you so sure that if Republicans all vote, it will count and Dems won't cheat?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question, because I've been saying this ever since the Democrats have been pushing the whole mail-in ballots, that I would not be surprised that they're going to flood the system with all these mail-in ballots, and then we'll see a lot of them say, you know, I'm making this up, right? Of course. If you go look at a ballot, get a magnifying glass, look somewhere really small, fine print, it will say made in China.
China.
But
well, we've already seen some examples, right? And the examples have been across America, including, you know, 9 ballots from service people that did absentee ballots, and the ballots were in the trash, and unfortunately they were all votes for Trump. So we can't be sure, but here's the thing. I think that Republicans have been good in planting the seed that mail-in ballots could create an opportunity for some fraudulent activity.
Well, the reason being, too, because in California during the 2018 election, election,
yeah,
there was one county in California that had more votes than registered voters. And on top of that, that county turned blue. So how's that happen? There's more votes than registered voters, and then the county turns blue. So that's the same thing they want to implement across the nation.
Right, yeah. I think because we even know some Democrats that have said, hey, you know what, I'm not even going to mail my ballot. I'm going to go ahead and do early voting and stand in line and do my voting, because you never know with all this mail-in ballot fraudulent stuff if my vote's going to count. So And actually, Democrats are responsible for that, too, because even they're saying, you know, while there's proof and there's been investigations saying that really people voting for Trump, there's been more fraudulent stuff happening. You know, people don't want those votes to count for Trump.
And you know what's really amazing?
The Democrats are turning it around and they're saying, oh, well, it's Trump. Supporters are doing it.
Yeah.
They deal with everything. So now the message is just in general, I think people are starting to think, I just need to go vote. I don't need to mail it in.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of people, even Democrats are saying, I'm not going to. I've actually talked to a few Democrats, and they said that they're not going to mail in the ballot that they received in the mail. They're actually going to go to the booth, to the voter booth, and vote.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so there's a lot of that happening.
Yeah, but I mean, even here in Texas, apparently, you know, where you go in and you vote, and a lot of people have been complaining, saying you need to double check your vote, because even though they selected Trump and another person, by the time they got to the end of their voting ballot, they looked back up to check it, and it was unselected. And so they were like, oh, man, everybody check your ballot. There's this whole thing now Republicans are saying, make sure you check before you hit submit.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's 100% ridiculous. It's scary, actually.
It is scary because we don't even trust each other. Democrats don't trust Republicans. Republicans definitely do not trust Democrats. It's the place where we are today.
Yeah. It's because the country's so divided.
Right. And I can't turn on, you cannot turn on a liberal media without them completely trashing, not just our president, they trash America.
Yeah.
They trash, you know, now they're saying that, what did Biden say? It was something to the matter of fact that America never became what the people, what the founders of our country wanted it to be. I read an article about that the other day, and people are like, what? So basically he was saying, listen, America's never been great. We've never strived to be.
47 years, and he's never strived to make America great. 47 years, people. This is ridiculous. And, you know, and I'm not telling anyone that they should vote for one candidate over another. Not at all, because people should have the freedom to make their decision. But my goodness, when you have someone that's going to bring in socialism and communism, that should be a wake-up call.
And look, he's not even being transparent, right? he doesn't really want to talk about what his tax plan is. All they keep saying is we're going to only tax the top, the people that make over $400,000, which we've now found out is not true, especially if he gets rid of Trump's tax plan. That's going to affect many people under $400,000. But just like with the judges, he wouldn't say who he would select. Let me tell you what, if he's hiding who he would select, if he doesn't have confidence in who he would select and he doesn't want us to have confidence, I mean, it's ridiculous. He's not even telling us.
Yeah.
He's literally hiding, and he always changes the subject. Well, I don't want it to be about
That'd be the main topic.
That'd be all you'll talk about.
Y'all won't talk about what really need to be talked about right now. I mean, you know, it's just I'm making up an excuse so y'all will stop asking me about it. But and also, you know, they're gonna absolutely stack the courts. They've already said it.
Who wouldn't?
And Biden, he listens to the mob. That's where he's getting the whole Green New Deal. That's the mob.
You know what's ridiculous is Obama had the opportunity to elect more judges. He left a lot of seats open.
Yes.
He had the opportunity. And you know what? I just think he was lazy.
He was lazy. He is lazy.
I just think he was lazy. I think that they all thought Hillary was going to be next. I don't think that they even saw Trump as a possibility. And they're mad because Trump is doing his job. His job is to fill seats. Obama failed to do his job. You can't get mad at Trump for doing his job.
Yeah, exactly.
The seat's open, you fill it.
Well, you know, they said that when I was in D.C., this one lady said, what's the rush? And she had a sign that said, what's the rush? And I said, well, the rush is saving this country. That's the rush. Because if we don't, this is how
but
it's going to play out.
But there's a seat that's open.
But this is how it's going
to
play out.
It's presented to them.
But this is how it's going
to
play out. But this is how it's going
to
play out.
Okay,
the Democrats had this whole thing in their mind, okay, that they'll flood the system with all of these ballots, and regardless if you're Republican or Democrat, no matter how you vote, they'll flood the system with all these ballots, and then they will say, and they already called it weeks ago, that they will not be able to decide who won that night. So then it would just roll over, and then they would say, okay, well, you know what? We need to push it to the courts. And then guess what would happen? Then after they push it to the courts, then the courts would decide who's the president. But now once they put Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, that whole plan goes out the window.
Well, they actually asked her, and we have a question here that I'm going to give in a minute, but they actually – asked Barrett if she would recuse herself.
Chuck Schumer did.
If that were to happen.
Yep. And
so,
even during the hearings, they asked the question. But she should say no to that.
So here's the question, Will. It says, do you think we should accept Biden-Harris administration if they win? Or is there anything we can do?
Be honest with you, if they win, come on, everybody. Let's just be real with ourselves. Joe Biden is not a valued candidate. He's not. The only way that he can win this is because they steal it. That's the only way. I mean, I don't know how to, I'm not trying to like say, it's almost like someone who's incompetent and we're just going to give it to him. Joe Biden cannot have a complete, unless he's being coached or he has an earpiece on. It's just it's funny how President Trump said it. If I lose against Joe Biden, the worst candidate ever in history, then he said, I'm subject to just leave the country. And, you know, they all love to hear that. Oh, let's make sure that he leaves the country. But he was joking. He's kidding around. I just don't see it. I don't see it. But if they give it to Biden the same way they gave it to Kamala Harris to be the VP, because Biden didn't pick her, my opinion. If they give it to him, it doesn't matter what my opinion is about it. Doesn't matter what anyone's opinion is about it at that point, because we're all done. We're all done.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing we can do is, one, make sure we vote. Right? Everybody needs to make – I mean, if you have a a teenager in the house. And there's no excuses. There's no voter suppression. Every single state here has opened up for early voting, right? So for 2-3 weeks, everybody has an opportunity to go on their day off before or after work, whatever. There's a way to vote. You can even mail in if you have to, right? So we all need to vote. And when it comes down to it, I don't know. I guess when you say, is there anything we can do about it? In the end, I guess there would have to be a lot of substantial people coming out showing that there was evidence of fraudulent activity.
Will that happen? You talked about it a little bit earlier about a whole bunch of, different things showing that the voter frauds and stuff like that are taking place. But the problem is the media and even the Democrats said there's no evidence of mass voter fraud, even though there's one keeps popping up, another one keeps popping up. And what they say is there's no evidence of mass voter fraud. There may be some here pockets here and there. They give that a pass.
Yeah.
Even though here in Texas, just north of Dallas, a guy was running for mayor, and he got caught with ballots sending him to a retirement home, and he was filling them out. And the FBI arrested him, but they don't talk about that because it's not on a mass scale.
I know a lot of people are getting very nervous and anxious for this countdown to the election, including you and I. I mean, we've discussed...
I'm not getting nervous.
Well, I am, I'll be honest. I'm nervous because what is that? Those final numbers going to be? You could say you're not nervous. I'm going to call you a liar because I think everybody's a little bit nervous. You could be the most faithful person in this world. Everybody's a little bit anxious right now.
Let's put it like this.
Just don't tell me you're not on pins and needles.
I'm not nervous. I'm concerned.
He's nervous. Everybody.
I'm highly concerned that the cheating at the scale that we're going to see is like never before in the history of this country. That's my concern.
Yeah. Yep. I know. It's really kind of nerve-wracking. And just pray is what I got to say.
Yeah.
God's in control. We know whatever. In the end, Americans are, if one thing, we accept certain situations. I think most Americans, unfortunately, whether they like it or not, will embrace it, and then they'll fight for the next 4 years, for the next president. I don't know. I don't know how much we can endure. It's going to be interesting. It's really going to be interesting. But you know what? God already knows what's going to happen. He already knows.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, I want to say thank you, everyone, for being with us on this fine Thursday. And would you do me a favor? Please, do me a huge favor. Text WILL to 88202. Can you do that for me? Text WILL, W-I-L-L. It's really easy. Text WILL to 88202, and you will get some free information from the American Truth Project. Is absolutely awesome information that you can receive for free. What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And if anything, we want good information. They are about true and honest reporting.
Absolutely. And it's information that everybody should get their hands on. Again, text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202. Okay? 88202. Really easy. Really easy.
And also visit our website at uniteamericafirst.com.
Yep, absolutely. Uniteamericafirst.com, where you can get some of the greatest information as well. That's my personal website. But I want to thank everyone that was tuning in today, and thank you for the wonderful questions.
Enjoy the debate tonight. Next week, maybe we will talk about the debate.
Oh, yeah. I kind of wish it'd be nice if we could have a debate and then, have this episode right now and then talk about what we just saw in the debate. But I'll do that later on in my nightly broadcast.
And they can always visit you at UnitedAmericaFirst.com.
Yeah, you can visit me there. So, all right. Well, with that said, I want to thank everybody for joining us again. And we'll see you next Thursday. All right. Take care, everybody.
God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.